You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
You know, we'll get a study out 1 week that says coffee is great for you and it'll help you live to be 110. Then the next week, story about coffee's bad for you, then good for you, then bad for you. Well, this week, we're apparently on the bad side.
Yeah.
Researchers say they have found a genetic variant that is involved in metabolizing caffeine. Now, this is kind of like a Russian roulette situation because half of people have the gene that helps them metabolize it and the other half don't.
Right.
And
you
if you don't have it, then it's going to jack up your kidneys, can lead to kidney disease, heart attacks, and kill you.
Hey, that sounds fun. I guess there are some DNA tests supposedly that can detect if you have this specific gene. But if this all just boils down to caffeine, then why aren't they dogging on like your sodas and teas and energy drinks? Why does coffee have to get hit?
It's always coffee, isn't it?
It is. I don't like this. Anyway,
well, tea,
I don't
first,
think I have
tea
it.
Tea does have less caffeine than coffee, and I drink decaf anyway.
Not the tea I'm drinking.
You go in the
it comes in a black box, and they got to go in the back of the store to get it.
I did read another story this morning. It was really weird about Ashton Kutcher. He doesn't like creamers or milk, anything like that, so he puts orange juice in his coffee, which is so strange to me. Like, I can smell that right now, and I feel sick.
Would you try it?
No, that sounds horrible. Horrible, horrible. I'm not a big OJ guy anyway, but putting a splash of that in coffee? Blech.
Wasn't there also something that there's a shortage of OJ right now?
There is, yeah. Florida's having issues with their oranges.
Oh, so boy.
Prices are insane.
I understand they, I think last year on the show, this time of year is when the sumo oranges come out.
You love them.
But now, I guess the big thing is they're trying to change the name of them because they say it's offensive.
Oh, so they're just going to call them big oranges?
They're,
well, big will be offensive, too. Large
oranges? I can't
remember
what they're calling them. I can't remember. Well, it has nothing really to do with so much the size. It was more the shape. I don't know. Anyway, they're delish. They are the
really
greatest
good.
Oranges in history.
I think my...
not cheap,
my
either.
My hatred of orange juice came from when I was younger, and there was a carton of orange juice in the back of the fridge, and it had gone bad, and I didn't know it. You know, it was like over 2 months old or whatever. I took a swig of it. And it tasted really funny, and it's one of those things you open it up, and it's like moldy inside, so it's like, it's in my mouth, it's in my nose, I'll never drink it again. That taste and smell.
You're funny. What's your favorite dessert?
Tiramisu, cheesecake, one of those two.
Cheesecake did not make the top 10. They did this poll. They asked people to name their favorite desserts, and then they compiled the top 10. Cheesecake did not make the top 10. Tiramisu did not make the top 10. Ice cream didn't even make the top 10.
Well, then this is the dumbest list ever, then.
I'm starting to wonder about the validity of this list.
What was one? I think I had
number one was cake.
Oh, just plain old cake?
Hard to beat chocolate cake,
isn't
it? It
is hard to beat that, yeah.
Cake, cookies, pie were 1, 2, and 3.
Brownies was at 9th. That should be higher. And muffins made the list? No.
You got it. Anybody who picks muffins over ice cream or brownies, you need to shove those people down.
A
right?
muffin is strictly breakfast. I'm not eating a delicious steak meal at a fancy restaurant, and they're like, would you like dessert? And I'll be like, yeah, bring me a muffin. I'm not doing that. Bring me some tiramisu. I'll take a blueberry muffin.
The daytime world is all shook up now. Ryan Seacrest has announced he's leaving Live with Kelly and Ryan.
Finally. The poor guy needs some rest.
6 years he's been there.
He's tired.
He's going to continue to host until the spring when he goes back to hosting American Idol. He says he'll return from time to time to guest host because, you know, we can't live without him.
People love him. But he's got 40 jobs, so...
He says, it's been a memorable ride, and now I'm excited to pass the baton to Kelly's real husband, Mark.
Mark Consuelos. Yeah, and that leads into that whole topic of, could you work with your wife or husband or significant other, your lover? Could you do it? Could you do it?
Could you?
Yes, all day long I could. That'd be a dream come true.
You say that now. New movie's out. Ant-Man movie is out. Paul Rudd's back for the third installment. Michelle Pfeiffer and Michael Douglas are in this one, too. And then there's another one. Sean Penn and Robin Wright, who used to be married, have a child. And that child is now starring in a movie called Devil's Peak. The son plays an 18-year-old son of a meth kingpin who's torn between working for his father or escaping North Carolina with the girl he loves.
My God, this is the story of my life here.
Robin Wright actually plays his mom in the movie, and his meth-dealing father is played by Billy Bob Thornton.
You got the math? No, I'm not going to go see that.
Not going to go see that one?
Nah, I'm busy.
I got one news for Nerd Story that I'll share this time, maybe more later, but this one goes back to the dessert thing. There's a team, university team, where is this? Rutgers University. They have created this new version of chocolate that is healthy for you. It is a low-fat, healthier chocolate, but the thing that is making the news is that they make this chocolate with 3D printers. Dude, our world has changed because of 3D printing. They're making like body parts out of with 3D printers.
Yeah, yeah. My son's dying to get one of these printers, but I like this chocolate
one. Yeah,
you
should get him
one. I would just lay underneath it and have it just build the chocolate bar in my mouth. I want to save a step.
What else is trending?
Well, I guess the biggest national trending news is President B-Dubs talked yesterday about those balloons that the military shot down. That was my treadmill show yesterday. I was watching the press conference. If you recall, besides the actual one from China, they shot down three others. I think it was in Alaska, Canada, and Michigan, I believe. They still don't know what those are, but they're now saying that they're probably tied to private companies in regards to recreation or research institutions, or the Northern Illinois Bottle Cap Balloon Brigade. It's a club for balloon hobbyists. They launch small balloons with trackers on them. It's a bunch of dads and their boys. It sounds like a Cub Scout thing. They just track them as they float around the world. A lot of times these balloons cost about $12 from what I'm seeing. Normal Mylar balloons with about a 6-pound payload of tracking devices, and it's fine. And the FAA is like, fine, if it's under 6 pounds, you can float them all around. Well, I guess there's a bunch of them floating around all the time, and the three that they spotted, they shot down with our Sidewinder missiles from those jets, is what everybody's thinking. So I was doing the math. Each one of the missiles they shot was $400,000 each, and they missed once, so they had to shoot twice at one balloon. So they spent about $1.6 million to shoot these balloons down that were worth about $36.
Well,
money well spent, you guys.
You know,
money
we
well
can't
spent.
Put a price on our security, Jerry.
Right. We took them down. We took them down, buddy. Oh, my God. Here's your crap on celebrities. Sad news this morning. Bruce Willis is not getting any better. Actually, he's getting worse. Family issued a statement yesterday revealing how he's been diagnosed with frontotemporal dementia. He's got dementia. It's known as FTD. It's hindering his ability to communicate. Dude is only 67 years old and just an iconic actor. And, you know, he's going downhill. This is extremely sad.
This is heartbreaking.
It's heartbreaking, man. It's Bruce freaking Willis, man. Tough guy. And now he's got this. But they say there's been a lot of outpouring from fans, a lot of positive messages and positive vibes for this horrible disease. So that's really sad. He was definitely one of those actors that I watched every movie he was in when I was growing up. So very sad news. What else is going on? Here's some headlines floating around. Mickey D's, they're going to be introducing their new plant-based McNuggets called McPlant Nuggets in Germany next week. If everything goes well, they're going to be hitting the U.S. They're made from peas, corn, and wheat. With some sort of batter mixed in to kind of hold it together. So I'd try it. Why not?
Well, wheat and batter, I mean, that still is going to be unhealthy for you then.
I love me some batter, Dom. Just give me a bucket of batter.
It's so funny. They're like doing this, I guess. Well, I guess maybe not to be
it's
healthy,
plant-based.
Just to eliminate the animal portion of it, right?
Yeah. So, but they'll probably add animal flavoring back into it. The Santa Cruz Police Department, California, encouraging people not to engage with a man dressed as Cookie Monster, who's been badgering people in recent days. So heads up on that. And then Tesla's recalling over 300,000 of their vehicles with their so-called full self-driving driver assist mode. I guess the software's all jacked up, and you're going to plug it into self-drive mode, and you might go off a bridge or something, it sounds like. Hmm. You see the video floating around of the woman cruising down? I mean, it was probably a California freeway or something, sound asleep. And the people next to her were filming her, and she's just dozed off, and the car's just zipping along. Yeah. Scary stuff, man. This app is trending this morning. Pretty soon you're going to have a new way to ditch someone in the middle of a bad date because your app is going to tell you that this date sucks. It's coming out of the University of Cincinnati. It uses artificial intelligence to tell you if your date is going well or not. It's wearable technology, kind of like your Apple Watch, and it'll monitor all the biggies, you know, your heart rate, your breathing, if you're sweating. And it'll tell you in real time whether you're actually engaged in this conversation, in this date, or you're just faking it. And they say it'll give you feedback on your own quirks, too. It'll tell you if the other person finds you boring. And I hope there's a big, loud alarm that goes off that says, you're boring, you're boring, you're boring.
That's pretty funny. You know, you could be sitting there, and in your mind, you're going, wow, this is going great. I love this. This is this one could really work. Uh-huh. And then you look down at your app, and you say, well, apparently not.
It buzzes you and says,
wrong.
You're sweating too much.
Great.
You're sweating, and you're boring. Anyway, that's coming out. Okay, let's do some clickbait. Find it on our Facebook, Dom and Jeremy, on the FB. Kind of a fun story. It's a few days old, but it's definitely getting some traction now. This author in Vermont named Lloyd Richards, published a novel called Stone Maidens, but it wasn't doing so well. A few years ago, I think he wrote this. Anyway, it was like 1,452nd among thriller and suspense novels on Amazon. He's 74 now. He's like, this book isn't going to go anywhere. It's not going to do anything.
It was a labor of love.
It was a labor of love. 10 days ago, though, his daughter posted on TikTok a picture or a video of him at his desk and said, wouldn't it be great if this guy could get some sales on his book? Well, as of right now, it's number one on Amazon's bestsellers list.
Good for her.
Good for her. Good for him. The video has something like 44 million views. I posted it. It's his reaction of seeing those numbers, and it's pretty cute.
And I think the video even has, doesn't it have the John Lennon song, Beautiful Boy?
I think I don't know. I don't know about that. Mm-hmm. I didn't have the sound on when I was watching it. Oh. I was watching it tear up. So it's
sweet.
It's supposed to be sweet. Check it out. It's on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy.